Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Frank Stanisha. You're listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show. Argo Edition. Today is our sixth show. You can be heard at area code 714-242-5250. That's area code 714-242-5250. For those of you that have a long-distance calling plan covering North America, the call could be free for you. You also can give us a little call on the Blog Talk Radio chat line and make a comment or question in the chat box that can be shared on the air with our guest, linebacker, Toronto Argos, Grey Cup champion, Tristan Black. He'll be here shortly. I always wanted to do that. You ever want to just, you know, get on the microphone at the local stadium? You Giants fans out there, you Argo fans, you all the different football fans out there, you know. Number 51, Tristan Black. Those guys, do they make a lot of money? Just wondering. Okay, we're just going to touch on hockey this quick. Leafs won, Braves back on schedule, 5-2. Van Riemsdyk had two goals. Kuhlman had three assists. MacArthur, Grabowski, and Bozak added goals. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 19 shots, which means he let five of them in. Ew, goal percentage, not too hot. And, of course, James Reimer was in goal for the Maple Leafs, and he stopped 28 shots for the Maple Leafs. So the Maple Leafs win 5-2, and now their record stands at 2-1. And they ruined the home opener for Crosby and Company. That was a good move, too. Okay, so let's get down to Argo business. The player of the year, or should I say the play, well, he was the player of the year, too. The play of the year vote happened on Facebook, and number 44, Kackert, his play was up against Watt. And then, of course, Chad Kackert made the play of the year. It was his run, I think, run for about 49 yards or something like that. Really good run. That kid could move, can he? Argos have extended Chris Jones. Thank goodness. I was really concerned that he was going to end up in Montreal. We dodged a bullet there, guys. Think about it. Jones in Montreal? No. We like him where he is. The defense for the Argos, of course, at the Grey Cup drew plaudits from everyone. Everyone appreciated the job that those guys did. And Tristan Black is one of the defenders. He's a linebacker, a big kid. I don't know if I should call him a kid. He's like a foot and a half taller than me. No, maybe a veteran. Okay, Argos also extended Spencer Watt through 2014. And the non-import wide receiver has avoided free agency, and he signed to the club through the 2014 season. Also, the Argos extended outside guard Joe Appel through 2014. The outside guard, Joe Appel, has avoided free agency and extended his contract with the club through 2014 as well. Now, the Argos boast one of which, Tristan Black, is young, really good talent. And they have some free agent camps going on right now in the United States, already started on January 19th in Montgomery, Alabama. The 26th, they moved to Houston, Texas, and then, of course, Dallas, Texas on January 27th. And that's where the Argos go looking for talent, and they'll find a bit there. After all, Barker has found some real diamonds in the rough, ready and willing to go in 2013. Of course, the Grey Cup champions, like every other team, have to continue building. You can't stand still. Armstead has taken his services to New England, which means if he makes New England, he won't come back to Toronto. But if he doesn't make New England after he goes on the practice roster, he could be back in September. Along with Patrick Watkins, they were a great defensive tandem. And Marcus Ball is out there as well as a linebacker. They've had a lot of really good talent in the defense. And our guest tonight has it in tough to stay in the lineup. And that's one of the things about pro sports, man. It's not easy. People don't appreciate how hard it is to be an athlete. They also have some good players in offense, Julian Fioli-Guidino and Quincy Hurst. They're looking good for 2013. They're cutting their teeth with the Argos. And, of course, their talent is starting to become very apparent. And we all know that Barker's done a great job in as far as bringing talent into Toronto. Toronto has been very fortunate since Barker came here. He coached the team and saw what he needed at the ground level. And then upon seeing what he saw, he decided to bring in a coach and gave that coach another set of eyes. I'm sure Milanovic would not disagree with my statement right here that the coaching part of the game, having Barker sit on the sidelines for a year, gave him a really good idea of the kind of talent he actually had. The Montreal Alouettes, of course, have a lot of players who aren't assigned as yet, but they've extended a few. For example, Calvillo. Calvillo, obviously, a centerpiece on that team. The Argos have still a couple. We're concentrating on them. Mike Bradwell signed, but we had a chance to enjoy his company over at Shoeless Joe's for the party with the cup at Shoeless Joe's King Street. That was a riot and a half. Had a really good time there. As we mentioned earlier, Tristan Black is negotiating a contract at this time. Ryan Christian has decided to retire. Joe Appel was extended. A lot of us happy about that. One that we're concerned about, we fans, especially us fans out in Section 124, we're concerned about Ricky Foley coming back into the fold. That one's a little scary. Good kid, local boy. We're hoping he makes it back, and I hope they work out an agreement. And then there's Cedric Gagné-Marcoux. He is also looking for a contract, as is, oh boy, Chad Cackert. And Maurice Mann and Evan McCullough. Spencer Watt, as you know, a couple of days ago, he signed up with the team, and they're fine. Hamilton is making a lot of changes with their team. They're really going to retool. I believe they'll be retooling this year because they'll be playing at outside Hamilton. This is a good opportunity for them to really build towards winning in 2014. We wish them all the best of luck down the QEW. And, of course, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They are pretty much set with the team that they have. They only have a few free agents to deal with. We'll see how they turn out. They're really an unusual factor in the CFL. They're hard to gauge. They're a team that could be as good as any and not make the playoffs as well. The Saskatchewan Roughriders, the pride of the CFL. This is the league team that makes our league really interesting. Now, I'm an Argo fan, but you got to give your props to the Saskatchewan team. They're always competitive. They have a lot of free agents on their team. They're going to have a lot of work to do with their pen and write some signatures at the bottom of some contracts. The Calgary Stampeders as well, they're in flux. They're a team, they're under new management, and they're looking to make some changes, as does happen with new management. The Edmonton Eskimos as well are looking for a few free agents signings, as are the BC Lions. They're our cousins, right? We're owned by the same. Don't spread this around, but we're kind of owned by the same guy or his kid or something, some rumor like that, I don't know. And on a very important note, real concern with a free agent, it appears that Jason, the Argonauts, coming back for another year, the 6'4", 240-pound mascot, came out of Boatman University, and unfortunately he won't tell us where he's from. This rookie has impressed the Argonauts management, and they've decided to re-sign him for another year. So all's good now with our buddy Jason the Argonaut. Now, we're almost ready to say one last thing here. I want to really emphasize the coaching experience that the defensive coordinator and assistant director, player personnel, our buddy here, Chris Jones. I want to really say that I am so happy that he's staying with the team. Chris, if and when I see you, there's a beer on a table waiting for you. Buddy, good to have you back. I'm really pleased with that. I really, really am. All right, now let's go to the phones. And it looks like I have John is on the phone. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
That's about Frank. How you doing?
I think Tristan's having a problem calling in.
Oh, okay. You want to give it another shot?
No, we'll wait. He knows the number. It's 714-242-5250. 714-242-5250 for Tristan. Anyway, did you hear what I had to say?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I was waiting on pins and needles to listen to what Tristan has to say, but I also was shocked with the news about the mascot. Right on. Way to go. We got Jason back.
Well, you know that he always comes to visit us, so we got to give him our props, right?
Well, I was just about to say that. I said, this guy has been amazing. He's been dropping by the Argo Lifer sections to beat on the drums. You know, he's got his own set, too. Yeah, good to hear that he's coming back. But, Frank, I hope you can get Tristan on. I really want to hear what he's got to say. We need him back on the team. He was a vital part, and I really hope he gets the chance to call in and talk to you.
Well, one thing I'll say about Tristan and of course the Argos, we were lucky enough to go to the party with the cup, and Tristan took that thing on tour everywhere. And I'll tell you, I don't know how many cases of beer sat inside that cup, but there had to be quite a few.
You got that right, and I'm wondering where the cup is right now. Actually, I was going to ask Tristan that. I was wondering if he still has the cup or where he actually took it this past week, if he had it at all.
Well, he definitely had it. We know that. Whether he still has it's another question. I suppose it would make a nice beer mug. I mean, it made a nice beer mug at first. Now, what do you think of this? What do you think of this Chris Jones signing?
I'll sit out of it for about a day or two.
What do you think of this Chris Jones signing?
Oh, what a relief. Oh, my God. I really, really thought, you know, for a second there, and I wouldn't blame the guy if he did go, and I'm so glad that he more or less did the right thing, I think more than less, and I'm so happy with it. I you know, he's got to be part of it. He was part of it. He put the defense together. You know, he's part of the coaching team that Scott wanted for this team, and it would have been a real, real, real shame if Chris didn't come back on. So what great news. Fantastic.
Now, the other news is that we still have Kackerts out there ready to be signed. Hopefully he will be signed. He's an important signature on a contract, right?
You know what, Kackert, I'm a little bit surprised that it's taken this long. Maybe the Argos are saving this kind of news for February, I hope. We're waiting for the CFL schedule to be released February 1st, so perhaps they're doing the right marketing thing by letting the Leafs kind of take the front page for a little while right now, and hopefully they've already signed him. That's what I'm hoping.
Now, another signing, not by the Argos, but from the Argos, Armstead has signed with the New England Patriots of the NFL.
That's what I hear. I'm not sure what the details on that are. I'm not sure if it's on a practice roster or if it's for the team. And, you know, I wish him all the best. I'm always happy when one of the Argos actually can move on to something that, you know, benefits him and his family. And we wish him always the best. That's why it's such a close-knit family with the fans and the players. You know, no regrets. Whatever these guys think is best, we got their back.
All right. It looks like we've got another caller, and it just might be our friend Tristan Black. Tristan, is that you?
What's happening? Yeah, this is me. How you doing?
We thought you backed out on us.
No, you know what? I was on a call, man. A lot of people have been hitting me up tonight. It's pretty crazy.
Well, they should be hitting you up tonight.
Right?
They should be. Tristan, it's really nice to talk to you. And I hope you're enjoying the company the Cup is for you, the Grey Cup.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I got a couple of chances to take it home with me and you know, go around the city with it. You know, it's been a good time right now. Been a really, really good time so far.
I'm glad you're enjoying the time with it. Let me tell you that you were very hospitable over at Shoeless Joe's. I know Carlos was very happy with the job that you did, and I know I was very happy to drink out of the cup. It's something I never thought I'd get a chance to do. And let me tell you, folks out there, if you ever get a chance to do it, it is a giant-sized thrill.
I'm telling you, man. It tastes so much better coming out of the cup.
Doesn't it?
I don't know what it is, but it tastes a little bit sweeter.
It sure does. And the cup's a little heavier.
Right.
Than a regular mug. That's why we need a big 6'8" guy to help us lift it up.
Joe. No, Tony Washington was there. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, tell me something. What's it like hanging around with Bradwell?
Bradwell, man, it's like you're hanging around with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you know, I got that impression.
Yeah,
he's one good-looking guy. I could not go anywhere with him because I'm ugly enough as it is. And then walking with that guy, no way. And if you want to know what he looks like, just look at my Facebook page. I got a picture of I'm the thorn between two roses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
and you know, better than him being a good-looking guy, and he gets a lot of attention from the ladies, no doubt about it. The biggest thing about him is a real down-to-earth guy, and I find that's true for most of you Argos, if not all. And you guys have always been kind to us. When we party with you at Shoeless Joe's after the games, it's always like we're with family. And you must really enjoy that. And I don't want to ask you about your contract situation. I can't imagine it's a wonderful place to be. But I wish you all the best in signing that contract with the Argos. I really do.
Yeah, you know, February 15th coming up. We're gonna work something out. You know me. I'm from Toronto. Won the cup in Toronto. Both been, you know, the Argos are my first exposure to football. So there'd be nothing better than to, you know, stay at home and finish my career however long it's going to be with Toronto, because I love this organization. Everybody on this team is great, man. To pull off what we pulled this year, I don't want to play with anybody else.
That must have been one heck of an experience, Tristan. Tell us what it was like when you were going down the stretch and you had about, what, maybe 6, 7, 8 games left in the season, and you guys hit a dry spell. You hit a skid. You were like, you lost 5 of 6. Ray was on the sidelines. Kackert was on the sidelines. The team was hurting, to say the least. They were on the opposite end of good scores. They weren't getting the kind of team effort that eventually won them the Grey Cup. How much of a building process was that? Because, you know, your buddy Pinball Clemens, he discusses, and he was very good at pointing out that what really makes teams really play well is adversity. How did you guys overcome that adversity, having such a bad stretch there at the end of the year?
Well, you know what, man? I got to tell you, it wasn't it was adverse when you look at it from the outside in, but all the guys, we knew what we were there for, and I got to tell you, nobody ever really panicked. There was a real quiet confidence within us. We weren't getting at each other. We weren't, you know, jumping down each other's throats. For some reason, the guys just felt like, we're going to do this. And it's the first time I'd ever felt that in my entire football career as well. You know, maybe when I was playing TV football for the Toronto Thunder, we always knew we were going to win. But for some reason, everybody just knew we were going to make it happen, and we were going to find a way to make it happen. So it was never any panic button or anything like that, you know?
The team stayed calm. It looked calm. The team obviously went through that bad stretch. And then you started to – Ricky Ray came back. Kackert came back. Your defense started to just maul the opposition. That's the part of the team that you play for. It must have been awesome to see how well geared Jones's defense was playing.
Right. Yeah. You know, I remember at one point we all got together like right before the playoffs, and we said, you know, our offense is going to do what they do, but we're going to put it on ourselves to win games on defense. You know, whether it's scoring points, getting turnovers, we want to put the points up on the board, not just wait for our offense to do it. And, you know, that's kind of what we did, you know, and all the defensive guys are special teamers as well. So we knew, you know, most of the game is in our hands. So if we played well, we'd probably, you know, pull it off and we win a lot of games like that. So I remember that we did well all year, but I remember a point where we got together as a defense and we said, you know, we're going to turn this up and do this thing.
You know, the other thing that was totally amazing, and all really a defense, you can agree. Well, if you don't agree with me, I'm going to go with you. But in case you agree with me, the biggest thing that an offense can do for a defense is to hang on to the ball, play the ball a little while, control the ball a little bit, have the ball, take some time with the ball, and give the defense a chance to rest. If they can do that, even if they don't score, at least if they move the ball and have possession of the ball for enough time to give the defense the rest, that's really all that matters for the defense, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, especially with us with in this league where guys are playing special teams, you know, guys need that rest, man, and it's kind of tough when your offense, you know, kind of goes two and out for a couple series, and you guys are really drained, and you know, there's not too many people to fill in those backup spots. But you know, it was never really. We always had really, really good confidence in our offense, right? Even when they did go two and out, we know eventually they start scoring points, and you know, it'd be their turn to turn it up. And if they were lagging, it'd be our turn to turn it up. You know, then special teams again. It was important for us to dominate on special teams as far as field position went. We all just worked together, man, and it was never, you know, we never looked down on the other side of the ball. We always just knew everybody was giving their best, and we're gonna pull this thing off together.
Yeah, you had a lot of balance between defense and offense, and once Ricky Ray became acclimatized to the offense, that Milanovic was well, he calls all the plays, so you know it's not. Hard to be a quarterback when you're the quarterback under Milanovic. He likes to call a lot of the plays, but it must have been awesome to stand on the sidelines and watch Ricky Ray rip defenses apart.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, when it's crazy when the offense gets into a groove, you can see. What you know, you can look into the O-line's eyes, the Ricky Ray's eyes, running backs, receivers, and you can tell when they're about to do damage. Series by series, you can see them just getting that little more. Every game, you kind of got to feel it out. But once they feel it out, you can tell. Okay, this is going to be a good game. You know.
I don't know how you felt about the Corey Boyd situation. I'm not asking you. Your opinion, other than the simple fact that there was a decision made at the beginning of the season, the first third of the season, Milanovic and management, Barker, felt that Corey Boyd wasn't suited for the offense that the Toronto Argonauts were planning to play. I think the bravest thing the Argos did, and again, you don't have to comment, the bravest thing the Argonauts did was they released Corey Boyd. They literally let him go for nothing. As a sports fan, we have a saying, as sports fans, I don't know if it gets down to the players, but sometimes a team improves by subtraction. They say it's subtraction or addition by subtraction. There was nothing wrong with Corey Boyd. He was a fine player, a fine man, a great running back, but he didn't fit into the scheme of the offense. What was it like sitting on the team and seeing the coach make that kind of brave decision to release a very talented football player?
It shows the fortitude of our guys, of our coaching staff, right? A lot of coaches might have looked at it and said, you know, we can't. He was a leading rusher at the time too. So you might lose our job if things don't go well. We might lose our job and whatever the case may be. But you know, they had a vision and they followed through with it and they believed in Chad Kackett and Riggs. So they made the decision, they stuck to it, and that just goes to show the kind of character of our coaching staff and Jim Barker. So, you know, it worked. At the end of the day, it worked. So I can't say if they didn't do that, what would have happened. Maybe we still would have won games, but, you know, they made a decision, they stuck with it, and it worked. So that's all I can really say to that.
Well, it couldn't have been that bad a decision because the guy that came in for Boyd won the Grey Cup player of the game.
Right.
Yeah. So it couldn't have been that bad a decision. I've got another caller on here who wants to come on. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tristan, it's Kevin there, Kingsley's Collectibles. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Right now, I'm just about to vote for your VI teammate, Dema M. Hackman.
Is that an inside joke, Kevin?
Know.
Yeah, I just want to know what your what's it going to feel like playing in a new stadium next year, playing against a new team, the Guelph Stink Cats.
Oh, easy, Kevin. Easy. We don't approve of that kind of stuff on this show. They're the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They're our kissing cousins. They're a great organization. They're going to be a good team, and they're going to give Tristan a reason to really want to go out there and bash some meat.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to watch my mouth.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Okay, we've also got someone else on the phone. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jamie. Hey, Tristan. It's Jamie, Argo Admiral.
Hey, what's going on, Jamie?
Not too much. I was just wondering, you know, I know you got drafted by Calgary, and I'm sure you're glad to come home. If something doesn't happen, are you still willing to continue your career somewhere else in the CFL, or?
Yeah, well, you know what, man, I don't think...
We'd love to have you back. Listen, you know, I'm a huge fan, and I want you here, but, you know.
I'm not going to stop playing, right? I'm a football player. First and foremost, so whatever happens, I'm gonna do the best for whoever I'm playing for. But again, I don't think past Toronto at all. I'm sure something's gonna, you know, we're
gonna
work.
Here's another promise that I'll make, Tristan. Here's a promise I'll make. No matter who you play for, I'll be a fan of yours, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'll be pulling for you either way.
You know,
You spend time and you drink beer with somebody and something happens, you know, like you sit down and socialize, you know, and you exchange, you know, some conversation and you really get to know people and you really are a good person, Tristan. We are so glad to have you. No one's going to take this award away from you. And the award is you're the first Argo to call our program. And it is really an honor to talk to you. We really enjoy the Toronto Argonauts. I know you know how we feel about you guys. And, you know, I think you're coming back. I hope you're coming back. And, you know, you've got a long career in front of you. So I don't think we have anything to worry about, really.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna make them take my cleats, man. I'm gonna be here until they kick me off the field, man. So, I plan on playing for many more years in the CFL, winning a couple more cups at least, and you know, I hope it's with the Toronto Argonauts.
Here's a question for you, Tristan. I'm gonna try this one on for size. How many players that you've played football with in your life, going back to junior, going back to 10, 11 years old, or whenever you started, up until this point today, all the players that you played with, you were drafted by Calgary, and all the players you tried out for teams for, how many of them have Grey Cup rings?
Ooh.
Not many.
You want me to think? Not many at all, man. I tell people, even in an eight-team league, it's tough to win this thing. You know, there's guys that go, you know, double-digit years and never even play in the game. So that's one thing that I had to sit back and I was like, wow, man, you did it. Fourth year in, you finally made it. I look at some of our rookies like David Lee and I'm like, man, you don't even know what just happened to you. You know, they had it good their first year out. Guys have been scratching, you know, 10, 15 years to try to get to a cup and much less win it. So. Yeah, I get that. That's one thing that I have. I can't wait till we get these rings, man.
Well, you know, it's something nobody can take away from you. Whether you make it back to the Argos for next year, which we all hope you will do, there's one thing they can't take away from you, and I don't mean the Argos. I mean anybody, that Grey Cup victory and the memories it brings.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
It's been really a pleasure talking to you, Tristan. Thank you for taking the time to call us and making, you know, giving us some time away from passing the cup around to all those wonderful fans out there. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to do it, the first chance you get to drink out of the Grey Cup, you should do it. And one thing I'll tell you is Tristan Black will make it happen. Tristan Black, thank you for talking to us. It's been a real pleasure.
All right, man.
And I can't wait to see you on the other side.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
Tristan Black, Toronto Argonauts, linebacker, world champion, Grey Cup champion. That's still a world champion. In my world, it's a world champion. Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest was Tristan Black of the Toronto Argonauts, and of course we had our technical engineer and also our business manager on the phone, and Kingsley's Collectibles, Kevin, was on the phone as well. You can call next time. We're on the air Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hope to see or hear from you a little later on in our schedule. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Frank Stanishi. See you later. Have a great one, everyone. Hey, dude. You still there? Hello?